Do thoughts of strategic planning, succession planning, and organizational development make you see red? Actually, that's a good thing, because Associated Industries is proud to announce that Red and Associates is joining our family, which means enhanced business and consulting services for all of our members. It's just the latest step in our mission to help every aspect of your business. Associated Industries, for the challenges you see, and the ones you don't, and the ones that make you see red. Find out more at AIIN.com.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane, where veteran host Kent Adams seeks out and discusses the latest on a variety of hot topics.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane on Spokane Talks Online. I'm your stand-in host, Megan Garrett. You know me from my normal gig on Spokane Talks Online, hosting Startup Spokane, the Startup Spokane program, your home for broad and podcasts about everything startup and entrepreneurship related in the Spokane community. Today, your regular Let's Talk Spokane host, Kent Adams, has graciously lent his microphone to me so that I can introduce you to an incredible organization that I've had the pleasure of working with for the last several months. Today, I am joined by Carrie Gibbons, the Executive Director and Developmental Specialist from Children First Therapy, and Diane Olney, the Office Manager from Children's First Therapy, and former mom of a Children's First Therapy graduate. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Before we get to telling you about the Children's First Therapy organization, I think we should get started with some introductions for our listeners, just to let them know who we are, what you do for Children's First Therapy, kind of what your background is, and how long you've been with the organization. So let's get started with introductions. I will kick things off. As I said, I'm Megan Garrett, and you normally know me as the host of Startup Spokane on Spokane Talks Online. I own M. Garrett Consulting, a firm that specializes in creating strategic marketing and communications initiatives that helps startups, nonprofits, and thriving businesses have better communication and better business. And I have had the pleasure of working with Children First Therapy over the last several months do exactly that. Carrie, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do with Children First Therapy?
Yes, I am the director and the developmental specialist at Children First Therapy. I have been working as a developmental specialist for 18 years, have a master's degree in early intervention, early childhood special education. I recently, in the last couple of years, have taken over as the director. And so I work as a director, and I also work with children doing special instruction.
Excellent. And Diane, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do with Children First?
Okay. I'm the office and financial manager and a family resource coordinator for Children First Therapy. I have two awesome teenagers. My daughter Teresa is 16 and my son Nick is 17. And Nick is a graduate of Children First Therapy. He was born 9 weeks premature and diagnosed with cerebral palsy and spastic quadriplegia, and he graduated from Children First Therapy about 14 years ago, and I've been involved with the program since he started there at age one.
Excellent. And before we get started with, again, talking about what Children First is, I'd like, Carrie, for you to talk a little bit about what a developmental specialist is and what they do for children with developmental delays and disabilities.
Well, a developmental specialist is a fancy name for an early childhood special education teacher for children birth to three. For whatever reason, they decided to rename the position in the state of Washington. And what I do is I evaluate all of the children that come into the program, and I'm able to say what level of functioning they're at, if they're showing developmental delays, and then I specifically work with them on cognitive, social, adaptive skills, pre-academic skills, to get them to increase their developmental levels to age level.
Excellent. And so you mentioned, Carrie, that critical component, birth to three, and that really is what Children First Therapy does. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Children First is and who they help and how they help them?
So Children First Therapy is an early intervention therapy program for children birth to three. We're a nonprofit located in the Valley. We serve children. We can test children and start serving them at about 1 month of age. Babies are typically referred through their doctor or the hospitals. So if someone's born with Down syndrome or cerebral palsy, they'll be referred right to our program. We offer in-home therapy services. We offer group therapy services. And we really highlight working with the families, teaching the families how to work with their child and carry the therapy on at home in their daily routines.
Mm-hmm. And I know Children First is one of the only integrated preschool programs. So you offer that there are in Spokane. So you offer the in-home therapy and then group therapy. But talk a little bit more about the integrated preschool aspect of Children First therapy.
So for over 20 years, Children First has offered integrated preschool therapy. The preschool, you receive physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and special instruction within that preschool, with typical peers being there learning alongside the children with disabilities so that they're learning from their peers and not just the therapists.
So it's a preschool then for children with developmental delays and disabilities and also for typically developing children as well.
Correct.
Excellent. And so, Diane, why don't you tell us a little bit more? You mentioned that you are the office and the finance manager at Children's Therapy, Children First, but you said that you're also a family resource coordinator, and that's such an important aspect of what Children First provides for the families that they work with. And so can you tell us a little bit more about what family resource coordinators do and what impact that has on the families that you work with?
Sure. As a family resource coordinator, my job is to coordinate all the services that the families have for their child and make sure that they're getting all of their needs met in one way or another through our program. So I can help them access community resources that we may not provide. I can help give them ideas for things that they can look for in the community. If they have funding issues that they are having problems with, if they need a piece of equipment, I can give them ideas of who they can approach to request funding for the equipment. I also am able to teach them and help them learn how to advocate for their child, because our children can't be the voice for themselves. We as parents have to. So I just give the parents some counsel on how to advocate for them and make sure that they're getting their child's needs met.
And I know advocacy is such a big part of what you guys do and what you work with the families that you serve to teach them how to do for their children and for the kids that you work with. And given the population that you guys work with, that's something that they really need a lot of help with. So, Carrie or Diane, either of you, talk to me a little bit specifically about the population that you work with as far as the geographic area that you serve and the different families that you work with within that area.
Anyone can have a child with a disability. So our families really vary on income levels and development levels. We do have quite a few foster families because of the area that we're in. So we do have many children that are in foster care that are going to need even more support. We have kids that may need additional help with funding, like Diane was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Most of our services are provided to children in the East Valley School District. But we also provide services to children in other areas like West Valley School District and Central Valley School District, too.
Excellent. Excellent. And so we've got a few minutes before we have to take a quick commercial break. So can you tell me about your new location? Because I know you guys recently moved over the summer and you're in a new building.
We did move. In the last few years, have expanded our program and increased the amount of children who are enrolled. So we have a new professional office where we have more office space for more therapists and evaluation room. And then also we expanded where we're having our therapy services. Those are all located now at Spokane Gymnastics. We have access to two classrooms there and also to all the equipment, toddler floor and other areas that allow our kids to do their physical therapy and occupational therapy.
Excellent. Well, we have to take a quick commercial break, but we will be right back with Carrie and Diane to talk more about Children First Therapy, their recent expansion, the growth of the program, and we'll talk a little bit more about some upcoming events and their impact on the community. I am your stand-in host, Megan Garrett, and we will be right back.
In touch, online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
This is Howard Crosby. Please join me on October 20th at the Bing Crosby Theater, where I'll be performing a tribute to my uncle, the great Bing Crosby.
Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell.
Randy Caping will be joining me on piano, and we'll take you on a journey through the breadth of Uncle Bing's catalog of music, including songs from his film, radio, and recording career, as well as tunes from his proud Irish heritage.
Oh, Danny boy.
Hot Club of Spokane will make a special guest appearance with swinging arrangements of songs from Bing's early jazz career.
Just a gigolo.
Tickets are available at all Tickets West outlets, online at ticketswest.com, and by phone at 1-800-325-SEAT. Once again, this is Howard Crosby, and I'd love to see you at the Bing Crosby Theater October 20th at 7 p.m. for a special tribute to my uncle, the great Bing Crosby.
'Cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
If you need a sign, banner, or business cards for your business, who do you call? Hi, this is Kent Adams.
And Tom MacArthur from Business Talks. Kent and I call Instant Sign Factory for our signs, banners, business cards, and more.
Dave at Instant Sign Factory is our go-to guy for printing, and he always does excellent work for us.
Check them out online. They've got an all-new website, InstantSignFactory.com.
Tell them Kent and Tom from Business Talks sent you. Instant Sign Factory.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Spokane on Spokane Talks Online. I'm your host, Megan Garrett. I have commandeered the mic from Kent Adams today, who has graciously allowed me to stand in for him and talk with Carrie Gibbons and Diane Olney from Children First Therapy today. They are here talking to us a little bit about their program that provides early intervention therapy services for children birth to three with developmental delays and disabilities. And ladies, we were just before the break talking a little bit about your recent program move, and you're in a new facility, a new location. You were saying you just moved to a new professional office and that the therapy program has expanded to Spokane Gymnastics, where you now have more room to build out your preschool and your program offerings. So Carrie, let's come right back to that discussion. Tell me a little bit about the different programs that happen. I know you have the in-home therapy portion of Children First, but tell me a little bit about the different therapy groups that happen in this new facility at Spokane Gymnastics and about some of the programs you've added now that you have this new space.
Yes, now that we have more space and more time at Spokane Gymnastics, we were able to add some additional groups. Our first group that we added is a toddler therapy group. So the toddlers who are 1 year old come with their parent, participate with their parent, and they are able to receive their therapy within a classroom preschool type activities situation. And so at that time, the therapist can work directly with the parent and child so that the parent's learning how to work with their child at home and also meet other families. So it's a really nice group. The next therapy group that we have is our preschool therapy group. And this is what we've always offered and what's made us Children First Therapy. We offer that in the mornings. The students come and are 2 years old. They are able to come without a parent and be able to receive all of their therapies within 2 hours of preschool time. So they're working on all their pre-academic skills, all their play skills, but they're receiving PT, OT, and speech within that time. PE for Tiny Tots is our Monday group, and we actually buy slots within a typical PE for Tiny Tots gymnastics program through Spokane Gymnastics. The parents get to participate with their child through this gymnastics group. And then at the end, they go in for group therapy and receive speech, occupational therapy, or special instruction with our teacher. The last group that we added is our sensory group, and this is really popular and something that a lot of the families are looking for with kids with sensory processing needs. This is run by Jeannie Poole, our occupational therapist, and Lindsay Harvey, our speech therapist. And what they're doing is working on with the kids to increase their ability to tolerate sensory information, and they're actually teaching the parent at the same time how to work on sensory issues at home. This is a really unique group, and it's offered one time a week for an hour.
Excellent. And one of the things I really want to come back to and talk about is that preschool therapy program, because I think one of the things that's so fascinating about Children First is that you guys do this preschool therapy group so that children have a therapy experience that's different than anywhere else that they would receive therapy. It's not in a clinic. It's not in a setting where they're just in a therapy room all by themselves, getting, you know, just 1/2 hour of therapy a day. So they've got a more intensive therapy, and they're really doing play therapy, and they're doing it with typically developing children and other children with other needs. And it really just is a very unique model that sets Children First apart. And so talk to us a little bit about how that preschool therapy program is such a unique thing and how it's so beneficial for children. And then, so Carrie, maybe talk a little bit about that therapy aspect. And then Diane, maybe you could hop in and talk a little bit about the impact that that has on children.
Okay. Correct. So with the ability to have peers participate, the children with delays and disabilities are hearing typical peers talking. They're watching them do the equipment. They're participating in the learning activities with these peers, and they're learning directly from their peers and imitating. And children don't do that with adults the same way. Yes, you can get kids to sign more and you can get them to do some therapy things, but if you have the typical peer demonstrate it, the children with special needs are going to imitate it much quicker and much faster. And so that's what our program is based on.
And Dan, what kind of impact do you guys see as an organization that this has in the life of the children that you serve and in their families?
Well, I think in the long term, our kiddos are able to enter kindergarten or preschool and work alongside their typically developing peers in those instances. And they can function in a regular classroom because we've treated them like they're in a regular classroom the whole time that they've been with us. They get that play therapy, and in the long term, for my son, he's 17, he's a junior in high school, he's completely mainstreamed, except for a couple of pullout times when he has a couple of classes that he has in resource room because he needs a little extra help. But he's just a high school kid, even though he's in a wheelchair. He has typically developing friends. He's got that whole society open to him, and everybody accepts him because he's acceptable. He's been accepted his whole life, and he doesn't expect anything less. And I really think that Children First is the foundation of that.
I know we were talking a little while back, Diane, that you were talking with some of Nick's friends, and you mentioned his disability, and his friends said, Nick's not disabled. And I know that you credit Children First with that really giving him the social and developmental skills he needed to be where he is now as a junior in high school.
Exactly. I think a huge part of what we provide at Children First is those social skills.
Mm-hmm. And the preschool provides that, Carrie?
Yes, it does. And I think we really do teach the peers acceptance. You know,
absolutely.
They don't know any different. They may notice somebody might be in a wheelchair, but our peers will go right up to that student and bring them a toy. They learn the tolerance and the acceptance of people with disabilities. That's one reason why the owner of Spokane Gymnastics, Nadine Burgess, wanted us in the building. She wants all kids in the building. She wants special needs in the community, and that's what we want too.
And so let's talk a little bit about that, because I think that's an interesting perspective. Mm-hmm. So So I think it's really clear to parents of children with disabilities and with special needs why Children First is such a great program for the different therapy programs that their kids need. But why is the preschool such a great program for typically developing peers and for parents who might be thinking, I just need a great preschool program for my child?
Well, a lot of reasons. Number one is that, yes, they get to be around all sorts of different children of all backgrounds and developmental levels. So they get to have a vast variety of friends. But also, we provide, our curriculum is the Move to Learn curriculum, so it really focuses in on sensory processing, and we're using all of the new educational theories and methods to teach. And so I think it's a great way for a typical peer to be able to be exposed to all the movements, all of the pre-academics with their peers and special needs kids.
And that's definitely one thing I think that every child and every person could be learning right now is a little bit more tolerance and a little bit more acceptance. So I think that's a great thing that Children First offers to the mm-hmm. community. And I know that you guys coming up have an opportunity tomorrow, October 15th, Thursday at 7:30 in the morning, for people to come and experience what you guys offer and to see the new facility that you've moved into and to experience your program. So do either one of you want to tell me a little bit about and tell our listeners a little bit about the open house that's going on tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30, we will have our classrooms open so people can come and visit, meet the therapists, meet the teachers, see where the location is, kind of see the partnership that Nadine Burgess and I have between the programs, and so we're really hoping a lot of people from the community will come and see our unique sensory processing room, and also all the equipment that the physical therapists can use, and it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I know, Diane, so this is open to community members, but it's also open to pediatricians, healthcare providers, so talk a little bit more about that as well.
Well, we're inviting all professionals that work with pediatrics to come to our open house tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30. It's at Spokane Gymnastics, which is located at 2515 North Locust out in the valley just off of Argonne. Excuse me. And we're just really excited to share this new facility with everybody so that we can get to know people, more people in our community, and more people in our community can get to know us. We've kind of been stuck off in a corner for a long time, and we want to come out and let you know that we've been here for about 25 years, and we do serve a lot of kids, and we have a great passion for what we do.
Which is evident in any time that anyone talks to you guys or stops by and sees the preschool, which I hope a lot of people will do tomorrow, Thursday, October 15th, from 7:30 to 9. And so, Carrie, let's say that maybe, because this is a podcast, and so people might catch it after the open house mm-hmm. and be thinking, this is a great program. This is something, mm-hmm. you know, I want to know more about for my child who I'm just looking for a great preschool, or I do have a child with special needs that maybe needs an evaluation, or I'm looking for a therapy session or a therapy group for my child. Okay. Talk about some of the ways that our listeners could get involved in or learn more about Children First Therapy after hearing today's program.
So if you know of a child who may have a delay, or it's your own child and you suspect they may have some sort of physical or speech delay, you can just give us a call at our office and schedule a developmental evaluation. And we're happy to have the families come in and let you know where the children are functioning at and see if they could maybe qualify for one of our therapies. To become a peer, you can call Spokane Gymnastics and register your child to be a student. You can pick Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays, any sort of combination, whatever would work for your family. It's from 9 to 11 in the morning to be part of a peer program. Also, you can go to our website and see all of our staff, get more information about all the programs. We have a Facebook page that you can like and see what we're doing every week with the kids. We like to post our activities and all of the events that are going on with us. And also, we have a donation page on our website. So if you are looking to become a donor to our program, that's a great way. You can look at the page there.
And what's that website for the listeners?
It's www.childrenfirstspokane.com.
Perfect. And Diane, what's the number that people can call at the office if they're interested in maybe learning more, scheduling an evaluation?
They can contact us at 509-315-5711.
Perfect. Well, that's about all the time we have today. I want to thank you, Carrie, and thank you, Diane, for joining us on Let's Talk Spokane. And I want to thank Kent for lending his microphone so we could bring you some information about this amazing program that's really making a huge impact in the community. We all know the importance of early intervention for children with special needs, and helping them prepare to enter kindergarten on par with their peers, and Children First Therapy is really making great strides in that area. So thank you again, ladies, for joining us today. Thank you for coming and talking to us about Children First Therapy. I know that they both look forward to seeing the community tomorrow, Thursday, October 15th from 7:30 to 9 at their open house at Spokane Gymnastics. Thanks again to Kent Adams for lending me the host mic today. He'll be back with you next time. I'm Megan Garrett signing off for Let's Talk Spokane.
Let's Talk Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask us a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Thanks for listening.
The stories and photos on the pages of Nostalgia Magazine show glimpses of life in the Inland Northwest from years gone by. From home life, school days, and the workplace, you can relive a style of life that we all loved and cherished. Call today to subscribe, 443-3678, or visit us online at nostalgiamagazine.net. Nostalgia Magazine, ageless stories, ageless photos.
Celebrate the incredible flavors of the region at Northwest Taste. Sample specialty foods and beverages. Learn from area chefs. View baking demonstrations. And enjoy the Northwest's award-winning wines, craft beers, ciders, and spirits. While at the show, enter to win the grand prize appliance package valued at $6,500. Compliments of Fred's Appliance. Northwest Taste, presented by Mercedes-Benz of Spokane, October 16th through 18th. Taste, try, and buy all that's great about the Northwest.